Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is this the Word of God? Yes. Should we pay attention to it? Yes. Should we live according to the direction?
Yes.
Then should we be quick to get mad?
No.
Should we be quick to speak?
No.
Tell me what you should be.
Quick to hear.
Quick to hear. Are many people slow to hear? Oh, so many people. They're just undisciplined. And if they stop long enough for somebody else to say something, they're loading their guns behind their back about what they're going to say as soon as they can break out again. They're not good hearers at all. A good listener, a good hearer is a tremendous thing. And parents, let me encourage you concerning your children. Practice this with them. We're going to talk about some other things in just a moment, but you need to be a good hearer when it comes to your sons and daughters.
That's right.
A lot of parents are very foolish in this area. They won't listen to the child. They won't hear them out. And it's treating the child like they're dumb and ignorant and unimportant. My dad, who's in heaven now, blessed me in this area. He'd listen to me. You know, particularly as boys get older, they need to be able to talk to their moms and their dads, but particularly their dads, if you're going to be a man, that's his example. Moms should be able to talk to their mothers, especially, and have involved conversations. And we had a giant oak tree at our house, is still there, huge thing, and a big swing, you know. It's the South. And I've sat out there with my dad for hours at a time and him just listening to me. He'd listen to me for an hour at a time and not say a word. Just listen. It did something for me. I mean, I never had a lot of the insecurities that some folks struggle with. And I know it's because of things like this, God helping me through mom and through dad and things like this. He treated me, they treated me like I was important, like I was intelligent, like I might have something to say. I wasn't always right and needed corrected. But a lot of parents, you know, we see it with our children here, you know, in other places and other churches. The kids got something to say and they won't listen. They won't hear. Very foolish. Besides that, it's sinning against the Word of God. The Bible told you to be what? Quick to do what?
Hear.
Quick to hear. Quick to hear. And what else? Not quick to talk. Don't be quick to talk. Be slow to talk. People miss it most of the time by moving too fast and speaking too soon. You've done it. I've done it. Let's change though. Let's grow up. Let's learn to do what first? Listen. And then wait about what? Speak. Wait about speaking. And sure wait about getting upset. So many folks, because they're so faithless, they hear any inkling of a problem and they just freak out. They just go ballistic. And I've had people look at me in amazement because they could tell I wasn't getting upset. And they said, well, Brother Keith, I said, we don't even know what's going on yet. And again, have you ever found out again and again, it wasn't half like what they were trying to tell you or acting like. So why get all worked up first?
Amen.
Have some wisdom and find out what's going on before you even know what you got to deal with. Faith is a rest. Isn't it? Don't be quick to get upset. The Bible told you to be slow about that. And even if you get mad, you can be angry, but don't sin. and be slow about talking. That means you smile and go. And all kind of thoughts is in your mind about what to say, but you got no sense to go at any time to speak yet. Keep listening. Watch. Is this how most of the world operates? Oh, no. Now, remember, we were talking about this earlier. Is God answering our prayers? He's showing us what changes to make and how to do them. Okay, now, are we going to do it?
Yes, we are.
This is the deal. Because a lot of people will, you know, will hear some of these things and go, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's interesting. And then 3 months from now, they'll say, well, you know, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but. And I know maybe this sounds like disrespect. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but da 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 da. Well, you're condemning your own self because you're saying you know better. And you're just choosing not to do it. Let's put these things into practice. What do you think? Do you think it'd make a difference in our lives, in our families, in our relationships? Tremendous, tremendous difference. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Say it out loud. Quick to hear. Is that you?
Yes.
No matter how you have been in times past, I want you to make a good confession right now. Say it out loud. I am. Quick to hear. You're quick to listen. You're quick. You know how to hush and push everything out and pay attention and listen. You're quick to do it. You ought to get good at it. Good at listening. Good at hearing. You know, piloting has helped me with that even more. If they say heading 350 and you think they said 320, that might be a mountain instead of empty airspace. Descend to 6,000 feet and you thought they said 3,000, that could be a housetop. It pays to listen and pay attention. Not imagine, not fill in the blanks, not change. And how many think the Word of God is so important, you ought to pay close attention to what He told you. Be quick to hear. Slow to speak. Slow to get angry. Go back to Proverbs, please. What's this second eye of disrespect? Interrupting. I know we live in a society that practices stepping all over each other. I mean, you look at the news, you look at talk shows, you look at it, and people are yelling at each other, talking over each other, and some people think, well, that's just, I'm so-and-so background, that's how we grew up, and we're all talking at the same time. Well, it's okay if multiple conversations are happening in the room, but it's not okay to be interrupting the person you're talking to, or for them to be interrupting you. That is not okay. What culture, background that you're from, or who did it, or if mom and them did it, or grandpa and them did it, it's wrong. Look at this verse again. He that answers a matter before he hears it, what is it? It's folly. Today's English version says, listen before you answer. If you don't, you're being stupid and insulting. Easy to read translation words it like this. Let people finish speaking before you try to answer them. That way you'll not embarrass yourself and look foolish. I've seen people get all upset and almost cuss people out and carry on because they started to say something and they went off on this tangent because they thought they were letting them go or they thought they were going to shut this down or change this. And when they got through and the person said, well, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say that you get to stay and we're going to give you a raise, but well, I meant to think about that again. Did you know it just happened over and over that God was moving on people to give them favor? And it was already in motion, and then this person came and opened her mouth and shot it off and messed up the favor that God was already had going in their life. Let people finish speaking before you try to answer them. Interrupting is one of the most disrespectful things that you can do. I know Phyllis, some years ago, she and I were going out to a meeting, and this was before we were able to provide our own travel arrangements, and we flew in commercially, then we had to drive quite a distance, and the pastor was driving us, and I was riding up front with him. Phyllis was in the back, and it's a pretty long drive. And when we got to the place, I'm going in to put my mic on and change, fix my hair a little bit and get ready for the service. And he's talking to her and he said, you know, Brother Keith doesn't say much. Boy, he didn't say much at all. And she, without thinking, she said she told him, well, you know, he rarely interrupts people. And then she thought, uh-oh. But that was the case. He just nonstop the whole time. You know, I was able to spend time with Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. Numerous times. And there were times when people wanted to see him. And of course, he was so well known and so many people knew him. On occasion, he would take time to see somebody individually on a situation. And sometimes he let me stay. I'd get up to go and he said, no, you just stay. And so I remember more than once, people came in and they're telling him about all their problems and about all their stuff. And it goes into 5 minutes and 10 minutes. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, you should be quiet. And I'm looking at him and I know how he is. He's got something. I can see it in his eye. He's got something to tell him. I've seen people sit there and talk to him for 20 minutes and then him get up and say, well, it was nice meeting you. I've got to go prepare for my service and walk out of the door and never say anything else. And it's their own fault. Why? Someone said, well, I don't think somebody ought to be that way. Did you know your God is that way? I said, did you know your God is that way? Why do you think he told you to be still and know that he is God and to wait on him? You have to show him respect. You have to show the Holy Spirit respect. The Spirit of God is not a coercer. He's not going to grab you and throw you on the floor and put his hand over your mouth and say, now shut up and listen to me. You might need it, but he's not going to do it. Somebody says, oh, I wish he would. He's not going to do it. That's not how he is. That's not who he is. And besides that, if you don't respect it enough to show it some respect and defer to it, then you wouldn't know what to do with it if he gave it to you. A verse that we're going to get to eventually is where the Lord said, don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Until you learn a certain amount of respect and honor, you don't qualify for things. You wouldn't know how to handle them. You wouldn't know what you had. You understand? And so this growing in honor actually qualifies you to handle greater things and more precious things of God. But if he sees you disrespecting the thing that's in front of you, well, he wouldn't be a good steward of his resources to give you more. Can you see this? Interrupting. Everybody say interrupting.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me